Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis, a group of beings from many levels, dimensions, who speak as one through me. They'll be bringing you a topic of importance, a message, for a few minutes, and then they will take your questions on any topics of interest to you. Shortly, I'll go into trance, and then Galexis will be with you. First, I just want to mention that we are doing the Path of Power, this radio show, on the first and third Monday of every month, and so we will return 2 weeks from today at this same time for another Path of Power radio show with Galexis. Next week, you'll be able to enjoy a Tall Cat Psychic in this same time spot. We alternate, and she has the second and fourth Monday, and occasionally there's a fifth Monday, and we'll swap that, so we'll, of course, let you know which one of us is taking that spot. If you're interested in any more information about Galexis, want to know more about Galexis, perhaps get on our mailing list and get updates and messages and access to various kinds of topics and things like that that Galexis is sharing, simply go to galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit, galexisspirit.com. Also, I've had several people requesting to me, they want to know the story of how I got into channeling. And, it's to me, I don't feel inclined to repeat it over and over again. So I wrote it up and it's on the website. So those of you who are interested in how one gets into channeling and what it's all about, it's also on the website, galexisspirit.com. And also, while you're there on the Galexis Spirit website, feel free to explore all the resources we have there and look at all the workshops that we have available for sale. And so, without much further ado, I'm going to go into trance. And remember, you're on bbsradio.com. The number to call in when Galexis announces it will be 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. or Canada. So now I'll be going to trance. There'll be a quiet moment, there'll be a few seconds of silence, and then Galexis will be with you. So goodbye for now, and I'll return at the end of the program. And thank you for listening to The Path of Power. Galexis will be with you shortly. All right, we are here and we are Galexis. And welcome to our radio show, The Path of Power. We like to call it The Path of Power. We actually suggested the title because it does reflect the opportunity that you have at this particular time on the planet and this marvelous consciousness shift that's taking place in waves of dynamic expansion and activation of your consciousness to take your power, back from all the places that you have given it. See, some of you have given your power away to God through religion or to a guru. Others have given their power away to the medical establishment, to doctors on their opinions and their processes. Others give their power away to the educational system, to the government, to other institutions. And every one of you, when you were children, gave your power away to the adults who raised you. It is part of your growing up process, spiritually as well as physically, emotionally, and mentally, to take your own power back so that you can step into the fullness, the richness of the success that you deserve, of the amazing life, the grand life that you can create. But you can not only create a fabulous life if you are in your power, if you can maintain your power regardless of what the external situations may seem to imply or the crises and dilemmas that beset you. Taking your power and keeping your power and owning your power also means that you create for yourself a self-image, an image of yourself as a powerful person, as a magnificent being who is capable of creating a life that is just right for you, not for anyone else, and no one else's life should be reproduced in yours. But to get your great life, your grand experience. And at this particular time on the planet, the opportunity is greater than ever before for you to step into this amazing, amazing grand life. Oh, yes, you may look at the economic situation in the country and the world and political crises and all sorts of issues of global warming and pollution and all sorts of things. And think that maybe you are powerless. Maybe there's not that much that you can do. Oh, yes, I can, you know, recycle and I can do this and I can do that thing. But it's just one person. It's just me. We want to point out that along with your power, you must hold an image of yourself as a reality creator. Because what's the use of having power if there's nothing you can do with it? If you sit there in your power and say, I'm very powerful, but you don't activate and generate a reality for yourself that is valuable and meaningful for you, then how in the world can you expect to have any impact on the planet or any impact on the world? Frankly, if you want to really look at the true consciousness, the true nature of reality that is involved, what it happens is that as you take your power and sustain your power and you create a life that's great for you, as you do that, you change your self-image, you change the way you think, you change the way you feel, you change the very story of your life, of the person that you are, of the way that you are, the way you live. And you find your true nature, your true temperament, and your life more and more reflects that. The secret is that as you are creating a grand life for yourself, and you are shifting your consciousness, the reality that you're creating for yourself is not just for you. That reality is for your whole culture, for your whole planet. You are the one that determines this whole planet. You are the one that has the opportunity to create a reality in which people are responsible, where they are respectful of others, where they love and take care of each other, where they work together in harmony, where they can clean up the planet through the magic of technology, and allow the richness and the creativity and the beauty of each human being to emerge. You can create that. If you create it for yourself, you are absolutely creating it for everyone else. It's your reality. There may not be anyone else who exists but you. You may be it, the only one. So think about this. Think about taking responsibility for your life and then envisioning how your reality can be in reflection to it. And that brings us to the topic we would like to speak about today, the topic on how you can unintentionally sabotage your grand life and this new reality. What we are noticing as people are moving through the darkness, through the chaos, through the craziness, through the void of the unknown, and as these individuals that we have seen and experienced and worked with, and even those we have not, are attempting to find their way through all of this and to emerge as a greater person than they were before, to emerge as a more successful, empowered light being than they were before, to emerge in a sense of knowing who they are, to be able to feel the capacity to create for themselves and for the world. As people emerge, and as you emerge, you're creating a great dream. You're bringing it into manifestation for yourself. And here we like to talk about the law of attraction that so many speak of. In order to manifest something, you manifest something that is in alignment with your frequency and your vibration. If you are in a vibration of personal power, if you are owning your capacity, at least taking on more and more of it deliberately and consciously, of being a reality creator, then what you will find is that you will be creating more successful manifestations for yourself. The higher your frequency, the greater your level of empowerment, the more highly you can see of yourself, the more you claim of who you really are. And we're not talking about your ego here. That's all bluff. That's all facade. That's all pretend show. What we're talking about, the real you underneath it all. The real you who is worthwhile, who is valuable, who is lovable. This you, the true you, you see. When you can really own that part of you, then you draw and attract to yourself the level of miracles, the levels of magic and synchronicities and openings and possibilities and opportunities that give you so very much success. Part of living your grand and wondrous life. Even when you are able to do this, even as you grow and expand who you see yourself as being light-wise, empowered-wise, there are ways that you can still sabotage this. Now, very often, when you start looking at the great dreams and the great visions, you can get yourself lost in fantasy. You can get yourself sidetracked by the imagination of how perfect a reality could be, how glorious it could be, and how you would be finally safe and secure financially. Finally, you would be able to relax. Finally, you would be able to take those vacations and do those things for yourself that you always wanted to do. When you're in that particular state of fantasy, that's like winning the lottery. Hey, that's most people's fantasy. Winning several million dollars at once. Oh, gosh, what are you going to do with that? Oh, let's daydream a while. Let's finally go on that trip. I've always wanted to do this, and I've always wanted to do that. But I've had to postpone it for survival. I've had to work, or I had this family I have to take care of. But that money will enable me to do this and do that and do the other. Be careful when that shows up in your imagination. Be careful when that shows up in your thinking, in your daydreaming. Because that type of fantasy is one-dimensional, maybe two-dimensional at most, but it is definitely not three-dimensional, which you must have at least three good solid dimensions in order to physically manifest anything in your physical plane reality. What we normally recommend is going in and working with fourth dimension, time-space. And if you can work with time-space, and have a lot of flexibility and movement and play with, creative play with it, you can find a tremendous amount of magic just clicks right in because the vibration that you're working on is so high. When you're in fantasy, your vibration is not high at all. When you are in fantasy about how secure you're going to be when you win that $3 million or $10 million or $50 million or whatever it is you fantasize about, or when you're going to finally get that fabulous business going that's going to make mega bucks for you, or when your mate is going to finally, their ship is going to come in and their business is going to soar and they'll finally make it, you know, onto TV or on, you know, into a grand scale and make that kind of great money that you would like to live so royally upon. Think for a moment. What is the image of yourself that you hold? You are giving your power away to money, to your mate, to the external society. You're giving your power away there. So how do you perceive yourself? You do not perceive yourself as being very powerful. Now, we know some of you who pull your power together, get a lot of stuff going, and then it looks like everything's opening up. All these opportunities happening. Windows of opportunity popping up here, there, and everywhere. Yay! It's finally happening. Things are finally moving. Just as things open up is probably the most challenging and trickiest period of manifestation. Because very often here is where you slack. Here is where you sidetrack off into the fantasy. Here is where you think, oh, it's going to be an awful lot of work, or now I have to really push, or now I have to postpone myself and my family or my fun or whatever it is. This is the place where the program of success that you imprinted in your mind when you were in your early 20s kicks in. That's the place you sabotage yourself. So many times people get the ball rolling, and then as soon as the ball seems to be rolling, they stop moving energy. They wander off and they just sit back and say, okay, now let's watch the success roll in. It doesn't work that way. That's what a 21-year-old would think, you see. You have to really love what you're doing. You have to be happy in the moment. You have to be joyous in the process and be alert and aware and present in your power every step of the way. The fantasies that you perhaps dreamed before you got into this particular manifestation must be cleaned out. They must be detoxed so that you can be present, so that you can be real, so that you can be focused in what you do. Very important. Very important. Because if you don't stay present, if you don't stay in your power, if you don't keep expanding the image of yourself as the reality creator, yeah, you go on a new level of reality creation. All right, claim it, own it, step up to the bat. Don't expect it to take off without you or just to bring you stuff and you don't have to move any further. You don't have to expand anymore. You don't have to become any more than you are. That's the very moment you need to expand the most, to give yourself the most joy, the most fun, the most happiness, because that vibration will bring to you at that time, because when things start to happen, that's your prayer, that's your request of your universe, that's your creation program that's going out and it's beginning to click, it's beginning to connect out there. If you don't keep expanding the resonance of you, if you don't expand your frequency, if you don't keep your frequencies up, and that is, you're in your power, you own who you are, you claim more and more of yourself as a powerful reality creator and light being, and you stay present. If you can do that, you can keep raising the frequency, and the manifestations coming in will increase and increase and increase and increase. So many people, as when the manifestations just start, when the opportunities just start, they stop because that's the level of frequency they've gotten to. Some people can manifest opportunities up the wazoo, just glorious opportunities, but never can pull them through because their resonance, the whole body of their energy field with all its frequencies and its light isn't equivalent to the level of the manifestation that they are saying that they're going for. But it is equivalent to the manifestation of opportunity. And that's where most people trip up. But you see, if you can hold that vibration and keep expanding yourself, you will find that the manifestations will work. Maybe the opportunities will drop off and morph into better ones and into better ones, and it will move this way, and it may start looking that way, and it start being expanding this way. Let your creativity go with it, always holding that resonance of yourself. And what you'll do is you will ultimately select the best and most glorious successful manifestation for you. We did an evening, one of our Wednesday nights, called The Divine Life. Now, we named it afterwards. It was a two-hour workshop is what it ended up being, on how to manifest and pull these manifestations through. If you find yourself hesitating, if you find yourself falling short, then order that. It's only like a 2-CD title called The Divine Life, and you just go on to galexaspirit.com over to the store and you click on it and you can order it online. That can pull you through. There's a phenomenal meditation in that that can pull your frequencies right up into manifestation level for any level of manifestation you desire. All right. So we appreciate the opportunity of speaking on what we feel is a very important and very pertinent topic today. And we're going to open the lines up now for call-ins. And as you probably know, if you've listened to this program before, or that you listen to any programs on BBS Radio, the number to call in on is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So if you'd like to ask a question about this or about any other topic, please feel free to give us a call. All right? Because this is such an amazing time. This is a time of great change and time, therefore, of tremendous opportunity. And you want, as those who are emerging, to be able to create a life that's glorious, a life that's bright. And yes, you might be visible. You might become more visible because you're going to stand out. You're going to step forth out of the darkness. Shine your light like a lighthouse. And it's going to attract attention. It's going to attract people. If you have an issue with visibility, that's an issue with your self-image. That's an issue with your power. You want to work on that. You'll want to heal that. We have a workshop we did, which is available on CD, called Healing Your Relationship with Yourself. And it has a lot to do with building your self-image, expanding it, strengthening it, brightening it, getting yourself linked with the divine within yourself so that you can own more and more of a higher vibration, so you can manifest more and more of higher vibrational level things. But most of all, and most important part of the mission, why you even chose to become physical in the first place, was to shine that light onto the planet, to gift others with the possibility, with the vision, with the consciousness that you are achieving, that you are experiencing, so that they too can lift out of the darkness, so they too can emerge into themselves, emerge into their success, emerge into their life, emerge out of the darkness. Emergence, our theme at this time. So as we are saying, the lines are open. Feel free to give us a call. There's about a 30-second delay, so if you're calling, just have a little patience. Just give us a call at 877-876-5227. And we'd be happy to talk on any topic of interest to you, this or any other one. And so, as we wait for your call, we will talk a little bit more here and there about reality, about manifestation, about light. It's all available now. Now, it used not to be. This is something that's new, something that has not been around for a long time. In fact, it is only within the past 30 years, you might say, that full consciousness on the part of a living human being in bodily form has been available. Prior to this time, it has been available only to the select few who are capable of traveling into other dimensions and other times and places and other planets and systems and so forth, and to bring back this information. But for you, it's available now, for you individually, as the powerful reality creator that you are. So, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello, Galaxis.
Yes.
This is Flo. How are you?
Well, hello, Flo. Good to speak with you again.
Thank you. I have a question about manifestation. A lot of times, like you were saying, whenever I get the ball rolling, all of a sudden I get really fearful because everything seems to be coming at me all at once. I'm not sure if I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So all from right. that time I go into my retreat mode, and then everything would stop and I get really depressed because I messed up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how do I keep on going and really not let fear take control of me?
All right. Well, that fear specifically, dear one, that fear that everything is happening all at once, everything is overwhelming, there's just too much to deal with, there's this piece and that piece, and oh gosh, how am I going to handle all of it, does not come from the reality creator who generated all that opportunity. It comes from a part within you that we call the inner child self. That's child mode. That means that when a lot of stuff is going on, then you kind of get overwhelmed and panic. But that's not a mature you. That's the child you who thinks that she's powerless, who thinks that she's got to be smart and be on top of all of that and achieve and accomplish it, and her performance has got to be right, and she's got to get it all together, and she's got to look like some kind of really, you know, smart, all-together kind of person. So essentially what happens is that you relinquish your power when a lot of stuff starts to happen. Here's what we would suggest instead. Realize this, that yes, there's a lot of stuff coming at you. We want to point out that this is all possibility. It does not come with a demand. It is stuff that you've created in motion. These are synchronicities that say, here, would you like to play with this? Here, here's an opportunity here. Here's what you could do here. And so on and so on. They are not demands. They're not pressures. They're not requirements, which a child would think them to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So what it means is that you don't have to do them all just because they're coming. Just because they're all there doesn't mean that you have to do all of them perfectly, that you have to do all of them quickly and efficiently and effectively, and you've got to go bum, 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 and take care of all these things and just go flying through it all. No, that's a fantasy. That's part of the imagination. That is not really anchored in your self-image. It's a fantasy of you, the 21-year-old, which we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 21-year-old thinks, oh, I'm going to float on top of everything's going to happen. It's all going to be flowing. It's all going to be smooth. And I'm going to look good, right? But the child self, when it starts to happen, jumps in and says, no, no, stop, I can't handle this, I'm overwhelmed. Well, you want to ask yourself, why is the child self feeling like she has to be the one to take care of this? If you are the mature one, if you stay in your present self, in your powerful reality creator self, you can select and choose which one of these things coming to you that feels most correct for you, that feels right for you. You can even tell people who are making a demand saying, hey, this and that and the other, to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I've got to think about that. You know, let me evaluate that for a while. In a sense, it's not required for you to knee-jerk, like, automatically respond, get in there and have to do everything, you see. So you've been believing that by your self-image that you hold of yourself, that somehow or another you've got to perform and do it all very, very well, and you've got to take care of everything and be on top of everything and be in control of everything. That self is a self that feels powerless. So that's not the self you want to have running your show. You understand?
Yeah.
So what you do is that when that fear happens, you go, oh, that's the inner child that's breaking out. And she's saying, stop, stop, stop the world. I can't handle it. She's basically saying, I'm trying to protect you from overwhelm because I can't handle it. So what we would recommend is for you to do a little meditation when that fear happens, and you go and you sit with your child self and imagine her there with you, or imagine her in your arms, that you're holding this like 6 or 7 year old in your arms, and say, there, it's okay, you don't have to deal with it, you don't have to do any of this, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to set you up with them like a real fun playmate, and maybe give you kind of a beautiful, loving guardian angel or something, or perfect parents, all right? We'll just kind of remake your parents so they're absolutely perfect in every single way. They absolutely are the best fantasy that a little girl could ever have. And why don't you just, you know, go there and play there for a while. And I'm the adult. I'm the powerful reality creator. I'll take care of it. You see? If you'll do that, you separate and distinguish the powerful you from the powerless you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. If you can do that, all of a sudden, you'll find yourself in a place of choice where you can look at the options flying in and you can say, I don't have to, like, do everything. Just because it's coming my way doesn't mean I'm demanded to do it perfectly and hop to and all that. I don't have to. Let me sort and select. Let me look at it. Let me play with it. Which ones are, you know, truly in alignment with where I would really, truly want to go, what it really feels right for me? Now, if you don't have a bead on that, if that somehow is not a way that you can sort through yet, but it will be in the future, at first, if you're unclear about it, it's because for so long that when a lot of stuff would come in, you would feel that you'd have to give them all equal weight and that you didn't have the choice to decide what your preferences were. So you may not have a good background or an automatic capacity to move straight into knowing your preferences. So this is where you learn what your preferences are. You take each one of the things that are happening, each one of the things coming in at you, and you sit down with them. You turn off the phones, and the cell phone, you know, and get away from the computer or whatever you need to do, and sit down with and write down the different options. There may be 7, 10, 15 things that are going on that are possibilities. And you go and you say, okay, if I only had this one to play with, would this be absolutely fabulous? Or is this somehow, what would I feel about it? Would this be something that I may want to do? Sounds great, but I need to know more about it. Okay, you need to make a note. I need to learn more about it. And if there's something else that says, this is exactly what I want to do because it's going to lead to this, because I'm envisioning that I want to go there, this is really on track. So let me get back with that person and let's talk about, well, what's the next step or what's the next possibility. And you go down the list and you just evaluate all of them one at a time as if there was only one coming in at a moment. And feel what you feel about it. I feel really excited about that. That one, I feel like, oh gosh, that's going to be a lot of work to do. That's going to take up a lot of time to respond to that. Do I really want to do that right now? Is that where I want to put my time? Is that my preference at this point? You know, so you evaluate all of them about how you feel, respecting yourself, listening to yourself, being in the present with yourself. Part of the problem with your child self responding is that she is not in the present. She's in your past. And so she cannot deal with your present. There's no way she can handle anything that goes on in your life at all. So when you get her out of the way, you can stay present and you can get focused and get calm and go down the list and look at it. This is the way really successful people do it. You see, these are the people who keep their head level under all kinds of circumstances because they don't let their child self in on the action. All right? So once you go down your list and then make a decision, how you're going to respond, how you're going to get back to them. Don't drop anything, you know, in the sense of, okay, here's this person's waiting for my reply. I don't think I really want to do that, so I'm not going to call them. Don't do that. What you owe, in a sense, you owe them at least a call or an email or something saying, thank you, I don't really feel that I have the focus and the time. This is really not on sync with what I thought, and maybe we should discuss some other option at a time in the future. I'll get back to you when I have a little more time. Or maybe you just say, thank you very much, but no. So you want to make sure that you don't leave a lot of people waiting for you to respond. Because if you do that, then your adolescent self kicks in. And she's the one that's afraid she's going to get judged, she's criticized, ostracized, and all sorts of things. And that's no fun either. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
So you want these younger parts of yourself, which have no business being involved in your success plan, right? You want to get them kind of out of the mainstream, out of the flow. Well, you're a flow person, right? So you want to stay in your flow, right? So you want to get them out of it. You want the current you to be in her dynamic light and love and energy flow, where you respect yourself and you honor your timing, your space, your energies. You have to respect what you're capable of. Don't try to overextend yourself. Take things one piece at a time. And if that means putting several people on hold, you know, as you explore one option or another, then do that. But the point is that at some point, you don't leave a lot of things, people hanging. You don't leave all these strings hanging. Now, there are certain people who always keep wanting to have lots of possibilities and available opportunities just hanging there for them so they don't feel trapped in some kind of commitment. And so if you find that hidden underneath there you have a fear of committing yourself for fear that you'll make the wrong choice and you'll choose the wrong thing and you'll get stuck doing something you don't really want to do, then you need to stop and take that part out of you, because that's also a powerless part from your past. You see, that may be the 18-year-old, that may be the 22-year-old. You don't know which one it is until you sit down and feel it and then calm and soothe that one and say, look, you don't have to participate. Here, go off and have your perfect life. There you go. Go. I'm going to take care of it. And the more that you can divest yourself of all the powerless parts, of all those approaches that you had in the past that worked fine when you were that age but no longer function for you now because you've grown too much, when you eliminate those and come back to the present and then claim yourself as the powerful reality creator. Say, okay, here's what I really wanted to put in motion. I wanted to create this, and this is why I wanted to create this, and the feeling of doing this is such and such. This is the motion I want out of it. This is the state of being I want out of it, and here's what I really enjoy doing. When you get clear on that, you're in the adult. You see, you're in your power. You're in your choice. And when you get back to that focus, things will start to unfold more in a higher level frequency in ways that are pleasing, more pleasing and more interesting to you. You see, the child self and the adolescent self can be easily duped, controlled, manipulated, and sabotaged by other people. Mm-hmm, and you know that you've done this before, haven't you?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, you've let other people kind of all of a sudden take over, and then they mess it up for you, and what you expect them to do, they don't do. They say, yes, I'll do blah, 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 and then they don't do it, right?
Yep.
And then you're left hanging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. That's because you're not reading the person from the adult. You're trying to read them from the person who's in the fantasy. And so you read them as part of your fantasy. You don't see who they really are. You don't feel them authentically. But as you start learning how to divest yourself of these powerless parts and let them go out of you and send them off into their great and perfect life, doing what they think is perfect and having the total security and safety and love and financial success and blah, blah, blah that they want, you, the adult, becoming more and more centered and more respectful and honoring of yourself, owning that you are the reality creator and what reality do you wish to create, you start looking at these people that say, oh, yeah, I'll do this and this and this, and recognize this is probably still part of the brainstorming phase of a creation, of a manifestation. Recognize that brainstorming where they think, yeah, yeah, I do this and you do that and we'll do that and look at all the money we'll get and all the success we'll have and all the love we'll have and blah, blah, blah. When you encounter somebody like that, you're encountering someone else who's in their adolescent or someone else who's in their young adult into that program with their eyes filled with stars and in their fantasy. If you can identify someone else in their fantasy or someone else who's just in there in the creative throes of how we could possibly do it and recognize that they're not committing and putting it on paper and being willing to do follow through yet, you can save yourself a lot of grief. You can save yourself a lot of trouble. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes.
You know, you want to recognize that for you to just go and trust somebody is not really that smart on your part. That's what your idealistic younger fantasy self wants to do. They want to believe. They really want to believe this person's going to do it and then everything's going to be great. And if you have that part in you, it's a very seductive part. It's very, you know, you want to go there and you just, oh, it feels really good, you think. And once you get used to kind of letting that part out of you and just getting back into the powerful adult that you are, you'll find that, hey, you know, this person, they're in fantasy. And, you know, you don't want to go and commit to a business deal or a circumstance or a relationship with someone who's in a fantasy. You know it's going to fall apart at some place, you see?
So you really have to study them.
What's that?
You really have to study them.
Well, you don't have to study them so much, but you see, once you can catch when you go in fantasy and know how to get it out of you, you'll catch it like in a snap when someone else is. But right now, it may be hard to find someone, figure out whether someone else is in a fantasy. You know, they're out in La La Land, and they're all wandering off in this kind of nice little dream. Oh, yeah, this will happen, and everything will be great. If as soon as you clear and understand what your fantasies are and clean them out and you're in your adult, hey, it's going to be so darn obvious. You'll say, why didn't I ever be able to see this before? You understand?
Yep.
You see, you don't have to, like, study anybody. Oh, you study yourself. And if you study yourself and you know yourself, it's extremely easy for you to be able to figure out someone else with a snap of a finger. You understand?
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Galexis.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. It's a pleasure speaking with you again.
You too.
All right. Farewell to you. And hello, we have another caller?
Yes.
Yes?
Galexis,
hello?
Are you talking to me? It's Tanya.
Well, hello, Tanya. Good to speak with
how
you.
How are you?
Very, very good, dear one. What would you like to discuss?
I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
All right. Okay. Is this any better?
Question, yeah, I think it is. There's just some echo and distortion on the line, but I think I can manage to work through it.
All right, good. So what would you like to discuss?
I have an opportunity at the moment that's on the table to work with a company that is putting together a group of companies that's about positive impact on the environment, and the main focuses are sustainable forestry, reforestation, and renewable energy. And it's sort of like it keeps it's inching forward, but it's inching forward, and I am putting it in the context of basically I can't put a lot of priority on it until there's a contract and checks on the table. And it's because they're relatively new companies, basically they're still a startup even though there's been quite a bit of work done.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've been down that road before, where I basically put in a year of time on the thought that as soon as it gets going, then I'm going to be having a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put that priority on it since I need to.
You need to have a paycheck.
Yes. So I suppose I want to get your input on moving it from the moment of, any moment now where the funding is coming in and this is what we'd like to do with you and so on.
Mm-hmm.
To where the funding is in and I am hired on a very tangible basis.
All right.
So
And what kind of timetables do they say it's the possibility of this will be? In other words, how long do they think it would take for the funding to come in optimally, and how soon would it be feasible to hire you and so on? What is their assumed or imagined timetable?
Well, literally any minute. But
And how long have you been hearing any minute? How long have you been at this stage?
The any minute phase, meaning there's supposed to be a $250,000 of funding coming in as the first tranche into the U.S. Entity, because it's an Australian-based company so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be much more involved with the U.S.-based entity.
Yeah.
That's been a pretty short period of time, so let's say a couple weeks. But I have been having conversations with the CEO of the Australian company for about 6 months. And he's been saying, we'd really like to have you involved and so on and so forth. Now, he has signed me up for a big stock bonus, but that's not a paycheck.
Correct.
So it's not like I haven't received anything, and nothing has happened. Things have happened, but but the paycheck part of it hasn't yet.
All right. But is there any estimation of when it would actually unfold? You're saying 2 weeks. Is that would be that it would come in and that the U.S. company is already established and ready to go and all the structure's there, so all they have to do is translate it into some money and they'll hand it over and you'll run over and sign a contract? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I suppose it is. But they haven't... No one knows when the money is coming in for sure, but what they think is very, very soon. I mean, that's the way it seems to go with startups. Until people indicate they want to invest, and then until they do, they haven't.
All right, and so by the fact that the money has not yet come in indicates that the people have not been ready yet or willing or have invested yet, yes?
Right.
All right,
but they
already know which people specifically have said they are willing and they're interested in investing, yes?
Or are they still trying
to find these people?
No. They've got specific leads they're working on. But I'm not that closely involved with that part of it, so I can't say
how
that's
going.
Well,
here is a situation, dear one, where you do need to take your power back and you need to get really back into your present self. You need to get into your power self. You need to claim who you are and you need to hold your resonance. Now, we know that you do that. And we know that you do that on a pretty regular basis, which is really good. However, we would highly recommend that you do some real screening out of your young adult self. to really mm-hmm. get her cleaned and cleared out, because she has a sense of an idea of a life plan for you. And this is what mm-hmm. success looks like. And the bigger the image, the more she has stars in her eyes, the more she's all excited about it, and the bigger the paycheck. All right, that's the way to go. I'm not going to deal with any of these small fry things, and, you know, I'm not going to work by the hour with anybody, blah, 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 and I've got to go this way. And so she can taint your success. All right, so we suggest that some of her is in you right now and is, mm-hmm. in a sense, seducing you with this idea of how fun this is going to be and how big and glorious and how much money you can have and blah, 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 and this and that and all the other thing. All right? And so she needs to get out of your energy field, because right now there's too much what we call fantasy energy flowing around you. We don't see the energy grounding. We don't see the manifestations really pulling in well, because that part of you that, in a sense, it has a, there's a bit of the 22-year-old's ego in there, too, that she needs to be cleared out. Now, the you that you are now, and when you are in the present, when you are in your adult, you are pretty darn powerful, and you can manifest things, and you can make things happen regardless of how much money you have in the bank or not. You're amazing in the way that you can manifest things. So you want to stay in your current powerful reality adult self. But the thing is that every time you get interacting with this company and you say, well, you know, when or what's going on, whatever like that, she jumps in there and it looks like she kind of, she creates delays and drags in there. That's what the young adult seems to do. That's part of her sabotage that she mm-hmm. does, is that she likes the big dreams. But when it comes around for them to manifest, for some reason or another, she skedaddles out of there. So she's the one who kind of is a monkey wrench in the works here. Okay?
Okay.
Because she has this fantasy thing. Now, what we would suggest for you is that since you need money in the present, then we would highly recommend that you, focus on something in a short term to get your attention off of this company, so that you're not paying attention and you're not in a waiting mode. It's very important to get out of waiting, because a young adult is around waiting. She's on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And so the longer that she goes on hold, the more in fantasy she becomes. And you have to keep her cleared out. And you have to do something. You have to get yourself activated, you know, even if it means something, some little temporary, something like this or that or the other, some place to put your energy, somewhere to put your focus. Maybe it doesn't necessarily mean a financial reward, but something to take your mind off of the waiting, off of the, okay, I've got to have money soon. 2 weeks, good, 2 weeks, because that's a young adult, you see? Does that
2 weeks,
sense?
You mean waiting for just 2 weeks? Is that what you mean?
Right, right. The young adult says, oh, it could possibly happen in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 2 weeks, okay, 2 weeks. You know, and she can get, you know, fixated on something like that. Or
right. No, they didn't tell me 2 weeks. It's just been 2 weeks that it's been, well, we're expecting this money in any moment.
Right, right. But you see, the money comes in, then there's certain processes it goes through, and then has to translate from the Australian group to the American group, and there's legal stuff and contracts and paperwork there before that the American group can do anything. So there's this whole, like, little translation thing, and so the young adult is in there imagining going boom, 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 and it's done. You know, she's in another space. She's in another space-time than you are. So it's really important for you to get her cleared out of you and keep her cleared out of you. She has a life plan. She has an idea about how wealthy you're supposed to be and all this kind of stuff. Now, it's not that you're not, you know, it's not that you are not going to be extremely wealthy or anything, but the thing is that her overlay energy is not mm-hmm. working for you right now.
Right.
You know, you just
right.
need to get her energy
I'm
cleaned out, because she's, like, anxious, and she's her energies are kind of going, you know, they're kind of stirring around and running around and being, you know, that way. So it's important to get her just cleaned out of your energy field so that you can stay in your adult, spiritual adult, in your focus of yourself as the reality creator, and put your attention on something here and now to keep your attention moving, to get something going tangibly, even if it's, you know, something having to do with fixing up some, you know, repairing something at your residence, or, you know, this or that or the other, just something.
Mm-hmm.
You understand.
So you're just saying do anything productive.
Yeah, be productive, and so that you can keep your energy in flow. You want
right.
to keep your energy
well,
moving.
I have, pardon?
You want your energy to keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, I've just... There's a few things I could do, but I'm sort of trying to figure out whether I should just even not dismiss this, but say, but put it to the side and say, okay, until they come back to me with a real offer, I need to just pursue other income opportunities and not assume it isn't going to happen. Put out there that it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
that's optimal.
Yeah, that's much more an adult approach.
Yeah, so that's basically sort of what I've been considering. It's just that every time I think, okay, I'm not going to, that's what I'm going to do, then some little thing happens that indicates there is movement, you know?
Well, you see now that's a feedback from your reality that's saying, yes, that's the right thing to do.
Mm.
If you want this thing to go, if you want this beautiful big
yeah,
opportunity to happen, you want to take the charge off of it. And as soon as you put your attention to something else, you've removed the charge off of it so it can start to manifest. It can come into the reality zone and manifest. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
If you will do that with the young adult out of the way, you have a really good opportunity. You see?
Right. Well, it does seem, I mean, it's something that's right up my alley.
Well, we understand. But it doesn't mean that you sacrifice your energy and your power for it. You do want to keep your energy moving, be productive, to pursue other kinds of financial opportunities and so on, and know that as you take the pressure off of it to provide your paycheck, you take the charge off of it, and as you take the young adult off of it, you can open up that so much more, because you are a powerful person, so much more for this success to come in.
Mm.
You see?
Okay.
All right? So that's what we would suggest right now. To keep yourself
okay.
from sabotaging a really good opportunity and at the same time not getting lost in a fantasy about it.
Right. So you do see it as a good opportunity for me.
Yeah, yeah, it can, if you can allow it to manifest. But the more
yeah.
that you put charge on it and you need it, you see, the more you're creating delays there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you want to just get your energies in a flow to where you feel successful, powerful in the present, and in your light, in your reality creation, and say, okay, this is something that may manifest, and you know I'll keep massaging it in meditation or whatever, but I'm going to just keep moving and do things that give me joy, and I'm going to explore this, and I'm going to explore. I'm just keep my energy moving. Because I'm a powerful person. I'm not going to just kind of wait around. You know?
Right. Yeah.
So that's
okay.
what we would recommend, dear one.
All that's
right.
great.
Well, thank you,
can
dear
I...
one, for calling. That was
okay.
a good question.
Can I ask you another quick question, or do you have someone else waiting?
Well, no, we must leave now, but the program is over.
Oh.
Look, the hour's off. We must go now.
Okay.
That's all.
Well,
all right, well,
so
thank
much
you,
for your help, Alexis.
Okay, thank you. Farewell, dear one.
Mm.
And thank you, all of you who have tuned in today. For listening, and we hope that you will visit galexaspirit.com, and we hope that you will also be with us 2 weeks from today as we once again do the Path of Power.